Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When I was a teenager, my father asked me if I had control of my anger. I thought it was a little odd, but I did know that it didn't take much to set me off. And they had discussed that I did have an anger problem. And they should have. Parents should be concerned if their child does have an anger problem and cannot handle the way that things in their life might happen. We all enter situations of where anger is a main emotion. I had always been able to control my anger, though, by using humor to diffuse a situation, or knowing just to walk away, and most people that knew me thought I was a calm and easygoing person, and I like to think that I am, but there are dark thoughts. Some thoughts go really dark. Some thoughts go to the idea of murder. Today's episode asks, if you could murder, would you? I like to think that we wouldn't, but we are wired to kill when pushed. Would you have a plan? Would you know how you would do it? Would it be completely premeditated or murder of passion? So let's find out. Let's find out how dark some of us really are. I'm your host, Lee White, and this is the Happy Social Experiment.
Deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social. An informal social gathering, especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment. A scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the Happy Social Experiment.
Puberty is rough. A feast of spaghetti hormones and primal feelings in a controlled chaos sauce, thrown onto a wall and we see what sticks. Many young men and women do not know what triggers their anger. The prefrontal cortex is not fully developed in teenagers, and this controls the threat detection mechanism. Douglas Fields, a neuroscientist and author of the book Why We Snap, says, we can use the biology to help a teenager understand specifically why they're angry, and that's just a misfire, so there's no advantage in an aggressive response. Although this is easier said than done, from what I have learned by listening to so many serial killer and murder podcasts, is that there is a common trait, such as upbringing, environment, and loss of control. But is it fair to say that if you grew up in a shitty situation, that you have an excuse in case you kill someone? Well, no, of course not, and one has to be responsible for their actions when they make split-second choices. Greed, lust, and power are also top contenders for reasons to murder. But I still say that it breaks down to a moral or alternative view of reality. David Buss, professor of psychology at the University of Texas, Austin, surveyed 5,000 people for his book, The Murderer Next Door, Why the Mind is Designed to Kill, and found that 91% of men and 84% of women had thought about killing someone, often with very specific hypothetical victims and methods in mind. That's really freaky when you start thinking about the next time you go into the grocery store, and if there were 5,000 people in that grocery store, 91% of those men in there, they'd probably kill you. We have a need for survival. We would do anything to keep ourselves from being harmed, even when we enter places that they can cause harm. For example, being a fire person or within law enforcement or just, you know, military combat. Our goal to survive and make it to the other side of the situation, it's imperative to us. But where does murder fall into survival through violence against someone? Stress builds and judgments are made. Rage rises, but is there a snapping point? Dr. Field says, look at the amount of crime committed in rage. Not a conniving crime, but a rage-induced aggressive response. There are people who gave no reason to believe previously that they had aggressive tendencies. We know the Bible story of Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother Abel over jealousy. Cain was jealous because God gave Abel more favor to his offering than Cain's. And you can read all about it in Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 16. It's a fairly quick read. Spoiler alert, Adam does have sex with Eve. Jealousy is many times a factor when some are murdered. Although I rarely hear that the action leads to the favor of the jealous one. Major backfires, and so don't murder out of jealousy. You're gonna get caught. And pro tip, just don't murder. Popular culture has kind of romanticized murder. Shows like CSI, Criminal Minds, Murder, She Wrote, and How to Get Away with Murder deals with a lot of murder. Viewers cannot get enough of these crime shows. The ratings for many are through the roof. Are these shows just a way for us to escape, or are they a little bit more? Now, the one show that I do want to focus on is Dexter. Dexter is a serial killer in Miami, Florida. He works for the Miami police as a forensics expert specializing in blood splatter. But he hides a secret. A very dark secret. At night, sometimes in the day, he hunts and kills those that he feels deserves his blade. In ways, he looks at it as a positive, and he is ridding the world of someone that has done more damage than good. We cheer for Dexter. We love the anti-hero, and we do not want him to get caught. We're sitting on the edge of our couch yelling, "Watch out, Dexter! Watch out!" I watched it up to a point that my blood pressure kept rising, and I actually had to stop watching Dexter. Is Dexter our own darkness in action? He is taking out what he and we perceive as evil. Of course, we can't, or maybe just don't have the time between taking kids to t-ball and grocery shopping, to rid the world of our own checklist of evils. So we are able to relax into the world of Dexter and let him do the dirty work for us. Now, who is watching and taking notes, though? That's what I want to know. Well, one Mark Twitchell took notes. In fact, he was wanting to mimic Dexter. He was an aspiring filmmaker that wanted to experience what it would be like to become a serial killer. He tried to kill twice. One man escaped, but unfortunately, the other did not. Twitchell wrote, "My kill room was perfectly prepped. Plastic sheeting taped together and around my table. A large green cloth screwed into the drywall ceiling to shield the view of it from my guest's line of sight, and to shield me, of course. I now stood but a few feet away from the front door, which I had locked. The plan was to wait in the shadow of my curtain until he approached the door, and I would shock him with a stun baton followed by a sleeper hold that would sap away his consciousness so that I could tape him up and set him on my table. He followed Dexter's idea of a kill room, covered in plastic. Luckily, Twitchell was arrested and found guilty. He is currently spending 25 to life in prison. Now, could we do that? Could we do what many would think would be the unthinkable? Can we go down that path? Could we? You know, I mean, history is filled with murderers and killers, and some timelines are just covered in blood. There is not a country on this planet that has not seen its share of killings. I wish that we could change that, but it is just a fact that people will gain power in some form or another. Now, this next part of the episode is a table conversation with friends. All questions on Happy Social Experiment are based on a hypothetical idea. The people I ask, they try to answer the best to their knowledge, and for this episode, they are giving hypothetical answers, so please keep that in mind. I do not hang out with killers, just a bunch of goobers that enjoy a good drink and some ice cream.
Sitting around a table, getting real with people, snacks, and a little alcohol.
All right, so right now what we're going to ask is the question, if you could murder someone, would you, could you, and how?
Why are you looking at me?
I mean, I immediately looked at you.
Okay. Like,
so awkward.
I gotta go, no, no, but I have a plan.
Yeah, I would hope that everybody has a plan.
I feel guilty about shooting a woodpecker.
Yeah.
That was part of the...
It's really, it's hard to actually kill something, you know? Like, it's not fun.
Is it?
Is it?
All right.
Don't know.
That's exactly is why it? I immediately looked at you.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is that every single one of us at this table, that we have experienced somebody that's been like, you don't deserve to be on this plane anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, that person, yes, yes, and I do have a plan in place.
Yeah. Well, on Monday, it was everyone.
Well, so mine's already dead.
Is this a confession?
Oh, no, I didn't do it. They died of natural causes.
But you think they killed someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Almost certain. Almost certain. Yeah.
Oh. Something back there.
That's my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He killed a woman and disposed of her body in that Arkansas movie.
So, I think the only circumstance
we've talked about this.
No,
I don't recall. Really?
Do you recall?
I do not. Okay. I do not.
Be careful on a podcast. That's all I got to say.
He's dead.
So is she.
And you're the first suspect.
You have knowledge.
It was in. Okay, so this is the family rumor.
The lawyer, are you going to be? Let's see.
This is the
don't incriminate yourself.
Well. Family rumor
recommendation
is that it was somebody that he had been having an affair with because he was a known philanderer and was married to multiple women at the same time. This is
without them knowing each other.
No, they knew of each other.
Did they?
Well, not initially, not whenever he talked the other one into marrying him, but no. He was married to my grandmother and then he married another woman before he had divorced her. But that wasn't the first time. We lost count of how many wives there were. There were many extramarital affairs, but the thing was, he was the one who, quote unquote, found the body in the river. But I mean,
what?
He was a suspect.
Yeah, simple math.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
But he was never charged. So.
Well.
Wow.
But I mean, all of his children thought he did it.
Yeah. Well.
So to answer your question.
Yeah.
So that would be mine.
Yeah.
But, you know, sadly, missed opportunity. And
so I'm the exact opposite of you.
Oh, okay.
Exact opposite. Because it's would you, could you, and how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you, could you, now?
So you were no, no, but I have a plan.
Right.
I'm yes, yes, but I would have to consult with my wife on the how. The only way I could justify it is if someone did something to my kid.
Mm. Right.
That was
that's what we got to.
Is there already existing person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I guess.
Then you're a no, no.
You're a no, no, no.
Huh?
Then you're a no, no, no.
No,
no, no, no. Okay. No,
if something happened to your kid, it would be a no, no, no for you because she would have already.
Look,
taken
I will
care.
Take
basically,
care.
Basically, yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. If I put myself in a vacuum, I think I could, but I would have no clue how, and I would go to prison very quickly because I wouldn't know how to do it nor cover it up.
But it would only be if someone was threatening your kid. In that case, you would go to prison.
Oh,
he'd sing like a canary.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. I've always said he would never be my sidekick.
No, I'd be a terrible spy. Awful spy.
That's when you want me.
Yeah, you're quiet. I would take you. I've always said that you're quiet when you step. You've scared me a few times, and I usually know my surroundings, and you've freaked me out.
Yeah. I have freaked many people out.
Yeah, you're very quiet. You're suspicious.
Yeah, my pillow feet.
Yeah, he does that. Does he do that at your house, too? Is it pillow feet at your house?
Probably, yeah.
That's weird that you say that, because I remember when you would come into my office sometimes, whenever we were working together, and I would just be, like, looking at my computer, and then all of a sudden I would look to my right, and you would be sitting in the chair.
Just show up.
I'm a teleporter. Oh. I have Star Trek technology.
I actually remember that happening once. I remember that happening once. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a quick minute break here.
Are you enjoying this so far? Here we go. Back to the episode.
We're back. We had some situations we had to take care of. Alright, so during the little break, something was mentioned about a cow.
Mm. Oh yeah, so, well, I mean, she's totally shot down my plan, but my plan would always be, you know, in all of the situations where I've been confronted with this, would be putting the dead body of said dispatched individual inside of a dead cow. And then taking it to the wherever. I mean, I don't want to say where it is, but you know, the place where you take the dead cows.
Well, County landfill. Everybody
County
has.
Landfill. Yeah.
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 Where they take all the dead things. Animals.
Why is this not a good idea?
So she's saying that while I guess because you know, my thinking is like it disguises everything's dead and dying there already. So I'm thinking. It'll take a long time for them to find that skull.
You're gonna have to put a pretty big slice into that cow, though. Wouldn't that be slightly obvious?
It's not like you're gonna step it up its asshole.
No.
It's a big hole.
Depends on if you dismember.
Have you ever been around a dead person?
I think you could shove a human skull through a cow's ass.
I'm not saying I'm gonna do it all in one piece.
Oh.
See, I think you could.
Okay, but then you have issues. DNA.
I know, it's messy. I get it. But also, I'm just talking about, like, your... Okay, so, what was your alternative was?
She won't tell you.
No, she did.
Oh.
I'm gonna need some acid.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's, like, the best case, I feel like. But if you don't have acid, there's swamps. Swamps are great.
But that's not... You're only a few...
Okay, then...
You don't even have a cow.
I don't even have a cow. Over there and get a cow. I can't go over there and get a swamp.
If Dexter has taught me anything, you put it in big garbage bags and you dump it into an ocean current.
Mm-hmm. Biscayne Bay.
No.
How does this work?
So
tides come in and out.
The minute that we find you start to see slice of life on the side of her car.
What?
The minute you see slice of life on the side of her car, be concerned.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we already know he is a serial killer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Only bad people.
But you've studied, apparently.
Right.
No, I think you should have
an old drum. I think those are really common around here.
No, that was in Dexter, too.
That was.
The Barrel Girls.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched all the Dexter series. I'm just not creative.
But they didn't actually get rid of them. They just embalmed them.
Old barrels.
I feel like old barrels would be good. You know, they're everywhere here.
So the first thing I would do if I was a cop looking for serial killers is to look at their last 6 months of purchases for my
Well, of course. Well, yeah. That's why you buy cash.
Cash, barrels, ropes.
Yeah, that's basically exactly where it is.
She's just excited to be with kids, man.
Yeah.
She's not a killer.
Oh no. Another year of this, she might be one. We're playing the seed.
Here is an awkward edit.
Sewer, you know how they switch over the old sewers to the new sewers?
I think you just need to own a mortuary.
They do. So they have like these things where they've had to like the old, like whenever you put in a new sewer tank.
Next to it.
That'd be
you're talking
convenient.
About like a septic tank.
Yes.
Okay.
Septic tank. Are you at all concerned about
what about when the honey wagon comes around?
Clowns with red balloons.
Just put it in the old one.
Down there?
I got an old one.
Clowns with red balloons down the sewers.
She's talking about septic tanks.
Oh,
and she,
okay.
That's, she probably. Oh no, you did watch it.
No, I did watch it, and actually, I'm quite terrified. Do you know how many drains there are where I live? Every time I walk, I'm like.
Does it make your ankles tingle? Because I feel like he's gonna reach out.
No,
and grab
I just
waiting
hear
for
it
a red balloon
head.
To pop out.
I hear it. Well, the funny thing is we have.
Well, I'll just.
We have the red balloon. What?
Yeah, you just. You live, but that's
a
cool.
Bunch of people have red.
Can you
balloon
edit
events?
That out? Because that's not anywhere else in the
what
country.
What are you talking about?
You just said the red balloon cell. Thing.
A bunch of people do that.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Yeah.
Red balloon cells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whole neighborhoods, they put up red balloons.
Red balloon cells are very common, I guess. I didn't know this was common.
At one point in time, there was a song about 99 of them.
Red balloon cells?
99 red
balloons.
Love balloons.
I believed you. I believed you. You have made me naiver than I already was. So naive. Why don't I know this song? I do, don't I? My face is really high.
I don't know. I feel like for me, like the best, I don't know how you would do that, but trying to get the body consumed by something, right?
You like, talking pigs?
Well, not necessarily even pigs, but just like.
Work with Snatch. The movie Snatch. I'm not talking about, you know.
Getting consumed.
I feel like crocodiles is your best bet. You know,
that's a good alligator.
It's not around here, obviously, but
alligators
are crocodiles.
A good job.
They're so lazy in the cold, though.
They are so
lazy.
Well,
okay.
You'd
summertime.
Be
you better
alligators.
Hope that you kill someone in the summer.
Dude,
you better hope
sharks?
They have an age.
What about
maybe sharks?
Shark.
Well, if you find them, you know what I think's great? The riptide.
Mm-hmm. I said tides. I've
tides are good, but you're gonna have to figure out how to get them. Before the tide, without showing that you them.
Yeah.
Before the tide.
Well,
before
and get the them out there.
Well, and I think
you
they
can't
can.
Just...
I think they can tell the difference between asphyxiation by smothering and asphyxiation by drowning.
Yeah.
Do you mean to tell you what I would do?
Please.
Okay.
Please. Yes.
So, I like mushrooms, not bad kind, but I like growing mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would do. Yep. I would take someone on a foraging event and act like I knew, because there's what's called a mimic
not
mushroom.
Kristen. I'm going to go ahead and stop you right here. What if the person you plan to murder didn't necessarily want to just go on a mushroom picking with you? Willingly wants to go on a friendly forage.
Okay. So in other words, if Chris never asked me to go pick mushrooms,
Warning.
There's a backstory to this, because then there's the 3 years of where she becomes
your friend.
Okay, this is a long con. All right, never mind. Sorry, okay. Back on board.
Yeah,
continue.
Okay.
She's planting seeds.
She
it's a long game. It's the long game.
She's planting spores.
No, she is long game.
She is one that's like, I will help you at your wedding.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Okay. I will hold your
my
hand.
Bad.
I will
my
love
bad.
You to death.
Continue. back to the mimic. Here we go.
Okay, that's what
okay.
I would do.
So
I seriously, I think I would.
Okay. Assume
I would,
3 years of like courting.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I would court you. And I would, I mean, seriously, that's
would
what serial killers do.
Tinder?
I don't know. Well, no, because if you're in my life and you said if we didn't like someone, then they're obviously a part of my life already, right?
I don't know. I feel like we've already gotten to the serial killer idea instead of
okay, back to
just
mushroom.
One simple murder. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Mushroom.
But
simple?
I would take you on a foraging event,
mm-hmm.
and there's what's called mimic mushrooms. Right. And they're extremely hard to determine what's a mimic and what's the actual mushroom that you are seeking.
Sure.
And I'd be like, this is the mushroom we can afford. We can eat this right here. And
so you're going to hinge your whole plan on the fact that they happen to want to pop a dirty mushroom off the ground into their mouth at that moment.
Okay. Valid. Okay. However, but they will trust
my
me.
My question for you is, in that moment, right after they ate it, what would you do in the, like, 2 minutes between the time they ate it and the time
but
they
But you said we don't like them, right?
Yes. Right. What... Is that your time of, like, vindication?
I would...
Is that the...
Do you have a speech accordingly, prepared? Like, yeah. I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
As in, oops.
Oh, in case they don't actually expire.
Correct.
Good plan.
Mm. Oopsie. Dang. So they're never going to know. They're going to die not knowing that...
That was
the intention.
Yeah.
Maybe sure just I saw at this the end, in the Hunger Games.
What about, like...
Is there a Hunger Games like that?
No, there's some berries. I don't know.
There you
but
go.
Once you feel that berries. Pulse go, you're going to be like, no, Helsing Ring.
But then you... I mean, I feel like it's a pretty clean way, because then you literally get to go...
And you don't
and
have
you,
to worry about all this to, body disposal.
No, and you get to call, and you get to say, oh my gosh, we were foraging, we messed up, like... He chose to eat it.
Oh my gosh.
There's no touching of my
we
sword.
We were foraging.
Guys, this random stranger I just met.
I'm not talking about ranging. Foraging. I'm not talking about use his question did not say. His question did not say. His question said if we had someone in our lives that we wanted to murder, yes. Would you, could you, and how?
Yeah. Okay. That's actually a good plan.
Boom.
It's solid.
It's good.
Here's solid. The thing. Yeah. She already has a relationship with the person.
What if they don't like mushrooms?
Hold on.
Fine, we take them foraging elsewhere.
I just remembered.
Why don't we go foraging for bullets at a gun range?
Yeah.
Nah.
An My... empty gun range.
Now, if I...
That'd be sloppy.
...were a doctor or anyone in the medical profession, succinylcholine.
When I'm technically in the medical profession.
That'd be the way to go.
Is Did you know why she drug? Does that?
Oh.
Could you say that out loud?
Succinylcholine. It's not easily detectable. It's basically, it'll kill you, and it leaves your body pretty quickly. So,
interesting. Mm. Never heard of it.
Is what I've learned on Crime TV.
I'd encourage him to start smoking, and then I'd just sit back for the next 40 to 50 years.
You're courting them.
And watch the progress.
If they're you, they'll just hit themselves with their truck, and you have a pretty good chance they're going to die.
Pretty good chance.
I'm going to encourage you to start smoking and leaving your truck in neutral.
Yes, keep pouring them drinks. Watch them slowly kill themselves.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Joe.
No, but I definitely feel like I could. I don't think I'd have a problem at all.
I think a little I could concerning.
Keep it. Considering that your computer says, stay sexy, don't get murdered.
Yeah, well, that's too...
It's good advice.
Yeah. I live by it.
Mushrooms.
I always think back to my class back in college, psychology class, and they talk about that. I can't remember it real well, but that classic experiment where they put people in a room and they tell you that someone else is in the room and that they're hooked up to an electric voltage thing and you're controlling it and that there's no consequences and that you're not, and they have actors in the other room and this is the lethal level. And
you keep pushing
pretty shocking percentage of people that brought it to that level
shocking.
When being told to do it. They were being directed to do it. And then
I guess I'll kill someone.
Telling, not having any consequences.
But at the same time, they already know they don't have any consequences.
Well, I know.
Because of the study
I'm just saying. So that's the whole point of that
that's
study.
That's where
is
you need to have a Saul situation.
No.
I think people are inherently just dark.
I'm pretty sure if you were in the middle of
and
a study.
I think that are.
Pretty sure if you were in the middle of a study and you hit a button and killed someone, you'd still be culpable if they died.
I think our instincts are just dark. Yeah. I mean, there's just like a darker, like instinctual side to like survival or not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think a survival situation's different.
Oh yeah.
Or just
because that's not murder. Murder.
Well,
is,
I agree
is a
with that. But
situation.
Don't you think that? I mean, people like.
Be
I mean,
like
there's like instinctual like
manslaughter's
yeah.
Premeditated.
Thinking
right.
there,
yeah.
maybe. Like,
maybe.
I don't know.
side note, when you think about it, drinks and menthols. See, I've been working on you guys for years.
We want your kids.
A little secret. Yeah. They've been working on themselves too. So.
Here, here. Yeah. Hey, that's why it's so sneaky.
Yeah,
I know it's going to work.
No one
you're not pushing the lever.
You're never going to eat a mushroom dish from me again. No.
I'm just contributing to bad behavior.
Hey, this guy sent us.
Do you want to eat this?
This guy sent us an article that said,
no.
Since coronavirus, there's been a sharp uptick in alcohol consumption in the United States. We're like,
yeah, no duh. Yeah, I know, right?
Of course.
We never used to buy handles. Now we do. Every week.
I sent the article to her, and then she sent it back to me. Yeah. Like, okay. Hey, did she read this?
There you go.
I was so confused. Literally, he was like, I felt like he was so patient with me, but also like, are you currently drinking at 8:30 right in the morning?
Probably.
He did, because I sent it back to him, and I was like, hey, yeah, I'm at the end of my rope. I'm burning all the ends of the candles. And he's like, I was like, how's the trip? He's like, what trip? And I was like, the trip. I don't really know what you're talking about. Are you currently drinking? And then I was like, this is what you sent me. And he's like, I was like, and then I got confused, and I was like, am I talking to my dad? Who am I talking to? I do not know who I'm talking to. And he was like, really patient with me. But then I looked back and I was really confused. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a very confusing friend.
Is that this handle of liquor in my hand would have used to have lasted us
just
probably months.
Yeah.
This is like the fifth one we've had since like August.
Yeah. So. I have a very tiny, tiny tolerance for alcohol, and I just drank a whole Prosecco bottle. I'm really proud of myself, though. I'm proud I've made this win.
So proud.
This COVID season has been very hard, and I'm very excited that I can drink a whole bottle by myself now.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah. I know, guys. Thank you. It's exciting. I'm a big kid.
Alrighty. Making us all alcoholics.
So we've learned that just about everybody at this table could kill somebody especially if it messed with kids or loved ones.
Oh.
A couple of us, I'm wondering if it would just be just a random. And one person at this table we have thought has been a serial killer for a while. Okay, so on with the show.
So what did we find out, boys and girls? Well, we found out that we could poison people with mushrooms, stuff them in barrels, milk them with acid, stuff them in cows, put them out to the riptide, feed them to alligators. And we figured out that pretty much everybody at that table, if the opportunity arose, could kill somebody, which is kind of scary. But at the same time, I mean, come on. We're humans. That's kind of what we do. We love, and we destroy, and we love to destroy. Well, that's the end of the episode. Episode 3. In the bag. Done. Wrapped up. Ready to go. Alrighty. Well, I'm glad that you guys have joined the Happy Social Experiment. Please like, subscribe, share, all that good jazz with your friends and your family. Maybe a neighbor's dog. And I'm really appreciative that you guys are listening. It fills my heart with blood. Alrighty, guys. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.